It's 93.1 The Buzz, Everything That Rocks, Kevin Walker. Tonight, Nielsen Trust, Nick Perry, and the Underground Thieves at the Adler Theater in Davenport. And the last live show I got to go see was 15 months ago at the Adler Theater. And it seems like that was forever ago. Nick Perry joins me. Nick, how long has it been since you've consistently played shows live in front of people?
Well, hi, by the way.
Hi.
You know what? We have been pretty fortunate in that we have a very wise booking agent, and we were able to get involved with like the outdoor drive-in theater kind of thing about halfway through, you know, last year. So we've been playing not consistently out on the road as if you know, like what we're doing now, but we were able to do little runs, 5-show, 6-show runs in different periods when we could do outdoor shows. But to do a big tour like this, you know, we're out now, we're doing 25 shows. We haven't done anything like this since before the onset of the pandemic. So it's been a while.
Maybe live music is really back, you know, so that's such a good sign.
Well, it certainly feels that way. And I think that all the signs are there that people are getting, you know, more comfortable with this idea, and the country's opening up, and people are seemingly ready to feel good and go out. And, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, I think for me personally, you know, reflecting on this time, the last, you know, like you said, 15 months, it's not just concerts. It's like, I feel like we're all really missing the communal experience of having like a shared moment together. And whether that's going to a movie theater or a concert or seeing a comedy show or a play, you know, it's like there's a special thing that happens when human beings all kind of congregate in the same place and they tune in to the same frequency, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a special thing that I think, you know, maybe we didn't realize that we would miss it so much, but it's a really powerful part of our social experience of life, I think.
Did you get really heavy, like a lot of artists, into doing live stream shows and doing all that kind of stuff?
We did one big live stream event because we released our debut record in August of 2020, and that was at a moment in time where we were not on the road doing, you know, live kind of in-person thing. So we did one big live stream concert. But outside of that, no, we did not do a ton of stuff. I mean, I did do like remote performances from my home studio. I did radio station performances. You know, we had a single that was on the radio last year, and we were, you know, I was doing things like that. But, you know, nothing deep, and nothing will ever compare to the real thing, to the experience, like we were just talking about a minute ago, of like really sharing a moment with people, because it's not just about what's happening on the stage. The other half of it is the, it's like the yin and the yang, the cause and the effect, the, you know, it's like both sides of the barricade. It's interactive,
yeah.
You know, and one is just as important as the other to me. You know what I mean? It's like it really has an effect on the whole. So I thought the live stream show we did was really good, but I don't think it would ever compare to doing something like that, you know, with a live audience and feeding off that energy.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. And I think being on stage or watching a show from 10 rows away, totally different than watching it on your iPhone or even on your TV or on a computer, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, totally.
Now, have you played at the Adler before?
Actually, I think I've played there a few times. I think that my first band, Silvertide, played there possibly with Alice Cooper, which was the first tour we ever did. I'm going back quite a ways, brother, but I've been doing this a long time. I got signed when I was like literally a kid. Junior year of high school in a shirt and tie, Catholic school, all boys, the whole thing. And then it was like you blink your eyes and then you're on tour in Japan, and I'm touring with, you know, my heroes. I'm on the Van Halen reunion tour. It's like insane stuff.
Van Halen, Velvet Revolver, Motley Crue, the list, I mean, Foo Fighters, people that you've played with. And a lot of times when I talk to artists, they get to open for great bands like that. They're fans, and they're also, they're a musician in their own right. So you're doing your own thing, but you're also a little bit like me or someone else watching the show. You're a fan of the headliner as much as we're a fan of watching what you're doing. So it's always interesting hear an artist talk about how they love watching the headliner.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm always going to be a fan. I mean, you know, I can't comprehend a life without music. Like, you know, I wake up every day, I put on a vinyl record when I'm home. I put on a vinyl record. Like, I play for my daughter. Like, I'm obsessed with music. And when I'm not playing it, my wife will tell you because, you know, I drive her nuts. If I'm not playing music with, you know, actually performing it or writing it or recording it, I'm playing it, someone else's music on vinyl or on the stereo. Like, I'm obsessed, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan hardcore. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't have the inspiration to do what I'm doing, you know, because this is not an easy lifestyle for any human being. And if anyone tells you differently, they're lying, you know? So it's like, the thing that's kept me going all these years is that I just get so inspired by music. And it's like, I hear it and I go like, oh, wow. And it takes me to another place. And I don't know why. It's almost like, you know, in this weird dichotomy of like, it's less that I chose it and more like it chose me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally does.
I've resigned to, you know, this is what I'm doing until I'm off the planet. Like, yeah. This is it. Like, there's no other option for me.
So when I find out you guys are going to be at the Adler with the Nielsen Trust, and I've always been a big fan of Rick Nielsen, A Cheap Trick and all that, and I'm like, I got to dive a little deeper on Nick Perry and his band. And so I pop over to YouTube, and Feeling Good comes on. And the first time I hear it, I'm like, damn, this is good. And then I'm listening, because when I tend to really like something, the first time I'll listen to it 4, 5, 6 times in a row. Salesperson comes down the hallway, leans his head in my office, says, hey, you like that song? Yeah, dude, this is great. You produce, you sing, you write. Are you at heart a guitar player? Are you a writer? Are you a singer? Or is it a little bit of everything?
Well, number one, thank you for like a series of awesome compliments. Thank you so much. I'm glad that's resonated with you. And that makes me so happy. That's why I'm doing it. You know, it's like, it's so cool. So thank you. And to answer your question, I don't know, they all have their different role and place in my journey and in my thing. And I go through phases where, you know, like there's, you know, and sometimes there's phases within phases. So there could be like a period of a couple years. And there was, like, when I was making my debut record, because my record, this, you know, as we've talked about, I've been in a lot of bands over the years, but this is the first record I ever put my name on and said, like, this is me, like it or not, this is who I am. This mm-hmm. is what I'm doing from now until the end. There's no going back. I've come into my own, I guess you could say. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do it. And grateful that it seems to be connecting. It's wonderful. I'm very grateful. That's like the theme of my life right now, just gratitude. But it took 2.5 years to make that record. I really wanted it to be the best thing I've ever done. Because it was a big deal to me to put my name on a record and to do this. So I, there was a long period of writing and recording. And within that, I went through different cycles of singing more and playing more and getting sounds. And so it's all kind of cyclical for me. And that's how it keeps my interest going, because I never really get burned out. I'll spend weeks on just sounds and creating sounds and playing guitar and making sounds that will then be turned into textures for, you know, the songs I'm writing. And then I spend weeks where all I do is just write songs and with an acoustic guitar and just lyric and melodies and writing. And then it'll change and I'll go into producing, you know, the production and the drums. And I've spent just weeks on drum sounds. You know what I mean? Like, so I've always got something to kind of keep it fresh.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, playing guitar and, you know, being able to sing and share a song that comes from my heart that I've written in my bedroom or whatever it is, like, that's always, to me, the best. And that's what I started doing when I was very young. And it's always been the driving force. And it's really influenced me to make the career decisions I've made, because I've had some really great gigs over the years. And people sometimes thought I was crazy. Like, why would you leave that gig? And I was like, well, it wasn't for me. It's never been about the money for me. If it was about the money, I would have definitely not chosen this line of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. For me, it's always been about playing and singing my own songs. And that's what I had to filter tide. Before I knew it from anything else, it was just like, because that band, that came together when I was a teenager, and it was just like a whirlwind. And that's all I knew until it was over. And then I was like, oh, well, there's all these other things you can do in this industry. But for me, it just comes back to just writing songs in a room and hoping that one day I'll have the privilege of playing it for someone and having it connect with someone. So, you know, last night I'm on stage tonight I'm going to be on stage singing a song, playing guitar, sharing a piece of who I am with someone. And if someone, if it inspires someone, there's a kid in the audience who goes home and he's going to pick up guitar, and or maybe he'll have the confidence, or she'll have the confidence to write down some poetry or to be artistic in some way, express themselves in some way. That's awesome. You know, then it's all worth it, man.
I can tell in your voice that you're passionate about it. And oh, yeah. For me, having been in radio for a long time since I've been in college, and I, you know, record industry promotes this. And like the first time I heard Aaron Jones, I was blown away. That's the same feeling I had when I popped onto YouTube and I heard Feeling Good. And I thought to myself, how the hell do I not know who this guy is more than I already do? Because it's not like that's the first time that you did something. Then I do a little deeper. I'm like, dude played with Perry Farrell. He was in Shinedown for a while. Now I know who this guy is because I'm a huge Shinedown fan. And it's amazing to me looking through your, from Silvertide on down, do you kind of feel like right now you're in your own skin, that you're right exactly where you need to be?
So funny that you phrased it that way. I really do. And I was just saying to a friend of mine who had a big impact on my journey. He's another artist, a fantastic artist named Jimmy Necco. He is the singer, frontman, and driving force of a band called Ours, mm-hmm. O-U-R-S. And he and I have a very close relationship, and he really, really inspired me and pushed me to do it. He's like, man, it's time for you to do your own thing your own way. I know you have it in you, and you keep talking about it, so just do it. You know, it's like him and a few other guys, Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke, another one who just really was encouraging and just like, man, it's time for you to do your thing. And it's like, to have the vote of confidence from like heroes of mine and peers of mine, it was really big for me. And I just, at some point I just said, yeah, I'm going to go for it, you know, and just do it my way. Cause it's any time that you put yourself out there, I don't know how else to explain it. It's a little terrifying, you know, yeah. And, we all have insecurities as human beings and as artists especially. And, but no, I now can't imagine it any other way. I feel like I'm exactly in this moment in time, of time and space, of the time and space continuum, yeah. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And to be able to just say that is a blessing in itself.
I'm actually super stoked. This is what we're missing about live music. Somebody who gets it, who's passionate, and who has some soul. And I couldn't be more excited for tonight.
Man, you're pumping me up. I'm ready. I'm feeling good. And you will hear Feeling Good loud through a Marshall stack at 100 decibels or more with a fuzz on it, man, you're going to be in glory. So I hope you dig it, and I'll dedicate it in my mind to you.
Nick Perry and the Underground Thieves tonight. Tickets still available. It's a socially distant show, but you can still get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the box office. I will give you a chance here in a couple minutes. We're going to play Feeling Good, and then I'm going to give you a chance to text in and win my last set of tickets. So you and I have one thing in common. We both have daughters that were born in 2014. We both have that 7-year-old. What's it like being a dad, trying to balance being a dad and being a rock star?
Well, that is a great question. And you know what, man? There's nothing that's better than being a dad.
Amen to
it's
that.
It is still, and I've done some cool stuff, as you know, and I'm grateful for all, you know, many, many years of great opportunities and a lot of like, you know, pinching myself. I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm playing with Slash and Eddie Van Halen right now and Perry Farrell and, you know, all those things. But nothing is cooler than being a dad.
Yep.
It's my favorite job. And I love my daughter, and her name is Tesla. And I love her more than anything in the world. So I guess the toughest thing is, you know, it is tough to be away, because when I'm away, I'm doing my job, but then I'm doing my work job, but I'm not doing my dad job as much. So I'm very lucky and grateful to have a wonderful wife who takes care of, does a great job in, you know, in my absence and in my presence. But yeah, that's the only rub. Is that it's tough to be away, you know, when you love someone that much.
Yep.
But it's part of the gig, and I hope that she's seeing me chase my dreams. I hope that that's inspiring to her one day, that sure. She could say, like, man, my dad went for it. So, you know, maybe that'll give her the confidence to go for whatever she wants to do.
Absolutely. So share, because I know you can pick up the new album on vinyl, share with our listeners where they can pick up your music, merchandise, and things like that.
Sure. Well, I'm pretty easy to find. Nick Perry Music. That's Perry with an I, P-E-R-R-I, nickperrymusic.com. will kind of hub you anywhere you want to go. But I'm on all the social media platforms. We have the vinyls called Sun Via is the record. It's on vinyl. It's on CD. It's streaming on all the digital platforms, or it's available for purchase on the digital platforms. So however you want to consume music, it's out there. And we're grateful for the support of so many people. And, you know, we hope people are digging it and getting turned on and having a good time. That's what it's all about. Feeling good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Nick Perry and the Underground Thieves tonight, Adler Theater. Nielsen Trust is going to be there as well. It's going to be an awesome night. Thank you for your time. You're very gracious, and I can't wait to see it tonight.
My pleasure, man. Thank you for having me, and let's do it again.